It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate it. 3:05 on a midweek edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Welcome aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, checking them out at DePaco.com. Chris Liss, Real Man Sports, in conjunction with Fantasy Football and good folks over at RotoWire.com. He's going to be joining us to answer your fantasy football questions about your week one opening day lineups. And we will have Chris coming up for you in about 25 minutes or so and get those questions ready to go. And if you want to get them in early, you can do so. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you at any point during the day and during our local shows. That is 319-366-1600. As we make our way through a Wednesday edition of the program, Scott Unash with you, Mark Dukes, and Isaac back with us on the other side of the glass here today. We got a good one for you here on 1600 ESPN KGYM. Also coming your way on 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Isaac's back with us. How you doing? Are you messed up in the week because Monday was a holiday?
Yeah, it did kind of throw me off. Everything seems... I don't know. Only being here two times a week. Being here three times a week is very odd. So only being here two times a week this week is even odd, stranger for me.
Odder. Mark, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Scott, Isaac, everyone out there. And getting more manageable weather these days, huh? Feels good.
71 degrees right now, ladies and gentlemen. 71. That was... cooler than our overnight lows about 5 days ago. So I think we're moving in the right direction. And I don't know, we got a lovely 2 minutes of rain last night. We had to go out to the porch to see exactly what that noise was. It was rain. I know a lot of people south of us did not get it. Most of the Cedar Rapids area did not get it last night. But if you were in northern Linn County and points to the north, you got pretty good rain and beneficial rain last night. But, the 2 minutes is not going to take care of what 9 weeks have done, certainly, as far as around these parts anyway. But I guess you are happy with what you get out there. 319-366-1600 on the Gym Class for a Wednesday here in KGYM as we are closer and closer to kickoff of the Iowa State game coming up on Saturday. We've got it for you beginning at 12:30 with the pregame. John Walters, Eric Heft, and the cast of thousands from Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. And the kickoff just past 2:30. And looking forward to the game. And, of course, the coaches met the media yesterday. Players talking with the media yesterday as well. And Iowa a slight favorite going into the ball game. I believe that is still the case. I have not looked today, but I can't imagine why anything would change as far as that situation is concerned. We'll see. I think it's going to be a very interesting game, Mark. And it's going to be a game that, and we're going to have the podcast, of course, the Before the Boom podcast from both the Iowa and Iowa State sides of things. We will do that and have it available for you coming up on Friday, probably late morning, around the noontime. And looking forward to talking about that with the panel coming up tomorrow because I don't know. I don't know what to expect from this game. I really, other than the fact I think it's going to be an ugly, low-scoring affair.
Recent games have been pretty close, so you would expect more of the same. 10-7 in Iowa City last year. Both teams squandering some opportunities, but it is Wednesday. It's been a fairly quiet week, I think, for the fans. Certainly the coaches. Neither coach blurting out, we're going to beat the heck out of blank like Brian Kelly did. Kelly tried to walk that back and then was called out. Yeah, you said that. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason Ferentz and Campbell and others, they're not going to go down that route.
No. And not commenting on anything about anything going on as far as the game is concerned. I think both coaches want to get in there, have their team do their best, hopefully win, and get out of there and get ready for the rest of the year. And there's a lot of intrigue, obviously, every year as far as Iowa and Iowa State are concerned. If you have some early midweek thoughts about Iowa, Iowa State, go ahead and get the to us on our text line at 319-366-1600. Or you can just pick up the phone and give us a call at 319-366-1600. We're going to have an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Got afternoon baseball, other tidbits in the world of sports to throw your way. One of those being, Mark, Joey Bosa. I think it was Joey. Is it Joey?
Nick.
I'm sorry. I knew it was one of the Boses. And he got paid $170 million for 5 years, which is a good scratch if you can get it, obviously. And obviously one of the top defensive players in the National Football League. Only means that Chris Jones's price tag just went up again. For the Kansas City Chiefs. Interestingly enough, though, as you heard at the top of the hour Sports Center, Chris Jones still maintaining that he will suit up tomorrow night if he is under contract. So that you talk about strange occurrences. You've got Travis Kelce officially going questionable on the injury report today. He may not play, but a guy that's not even signed right now may play for the Chiefs tomorrow night if they can get a contract ironed out sometime in the next, 28 hours and counting before kickoff tomorrow night at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll have that for you, by the way, right here in all of our frequencies, Chiefs and the Lions, to kick off the 2023 National Football League season at 6:30 tomorrow night from Westwood One right here on KGYM. Also want to let you know that we're getting down to the nitty-gritty as far as our KGYM NFL knockout pool is concerned, presented by Imon Communications. Your chance to win $300 of cold hard cash if you are the lone survivor at the end of this sojourn. And even if you are not the lone survivor, you will split that with your fellow winners in the KGYM knockout pool. All you need to do is go to kgymradio.com for the link to sign up and then pick a team each week to win. If your team wins, you advance. Last one standing at the end of the season wins. If you want the Chiefs or the Lions, you have to get your pick in by tomorrow night at kickoff. Otherwise, you have until Sunday if you want to pick one of those teams. And your absolute drop dead deadline is kickoff Monday night for the Monday night game. Then you must pick one of those two teams. And again, thanks to Imon Communications, not only the sponsor of our knockout pool, but also the sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. Already questions for Chris coming in, which is good to see. Very good to see. Cyclone Tim, thank you very much for your entry today. I think Tim's got a different GIF for every day of the week, showing his love for the Iowa State Cyclones and who he believes will win the game coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, we've been getting them regularly, and that's okay. No problem with that. It's a sharp GIF, G-I-F.
Is it GIF or JIF? GIF, isn't it? I was taught GIF. Isaac, you're young. Is it GIF?
I still don't know, honestly. I think if you can say either way, as long as you're not annoying about it, is my general rule with it.
Okay. All right. We'll go with GIF then. Hard G.
I think it might be GIF because I think the first word is like graphic, something like that. I don't know.
Oh, now you're throwing other things into the equation. 319-366-1600. As we think about Iowa and Iowa State, what is going to be some of the defining spots that you're going to look for both Iowa and Iowa State as far as the game is concerned. Preliminarily, anyway, I think both teams are fairly healthy going into the game. Obviously, Cade McNamara is a little bit dinged up, and he's going to be dinged up for most of the season. That was admitted to yesterday by the man himself. Is Iowa State going to get after him? Is that going to be the MO for the Cyclones? Is that going to be their strategy? Is that going to be the game plan? Are they going to send people on blitzes to try to get after Cade McNamara early on, put some pressure on the Iowa offensive line? I got to think that is a resounding yes, because the Iowa State defensive backfield is very, very good. And what about Iowa? What about the Hawkeyes as far as their offense is concerned? And how are they going to play this thing? Try to establish the run a little bit more. Are we going to see 2, 3, 4 tight end sets again in Ames? Is Iowa going to throw the ball beyond 20 yards? They did not do that very often in the game against Utah State. So still a lot of question marks out there, Mark, as you take a look at 4 days from now.
Yeah, I agree. And we'll be getting into more of this on Before the Boom, which is be available Friday morning sometime. But at any rate, my focus, as it has been for 2+ years, is Iowa's offense. Can it move the ball on the ground? Can it penetrate Iowa State's perhaps strongest grouping, and that is the defensive backfield? What kind of imagination will Brian Ferentz have?
Did you? Yeah, you caught yourself there.
Can I really say that? Besides a Caleb Wedgen jet sweep or something like that, I don't know. But for Iowa State, I think as good as Rocco Becht was the first game as the quarterback, it's a different defense, much different than he faced against you and I, where he had success, 2 touchdown passes. And, you know, how will he perform? Will we see J.J. Cole? Can Iowa's defense be as good as advertised against, you know, a very, you know, Iowa State's got several backs that can come in and have some success. So I think right now the special teams are pretty much a push, would you not say? I mean, Torrey Taylor is one of the best in the country, and maybe a slight edge there. But the field goal kicking, I mean, Drew Stevens has been very solid. Maybe a slight edge to Iowa. I don't know.
Couple of texts coming in. Matt in Fairfax says, Cade's health and the Iowa run game. Have to be able to run. Defense has got to get pressure on the Iowa State quarterback to make him make a mistake. I think Phil Parker would like that. 1929 says, for both teams, quarterback play in the run game. That is what they are looking at. So similar things to what you're alluding to, Mark. And I'm going to be interested to see if there are going to be a few more fullback opportunities for Iowa, see if they can move the ball on the ground a little bit more. It's going to be paramount whoever scores first in this game. I really think, because I just don't see any scenario where this is going to be a wide open offensive affair. I just do not see that. 1345, Mark, reminding you that Tyler Perkins had a 70-yarder and had a higher per punt average than Torrey Taylor did last week. Both those punters, by the way, were on the Ray Guy weekly award list for Tyler Perkins and for Torrey Taylor. So kudos to both punting teams for Iowa and Iowa State.
Yeah, great for Perkins. He's one game, right?
It's one game.
Taylor's been doing it for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. True point. But Iowa State had to get better in the special teams, and I think they have, and they've gotten better because They have a special teams coordinator now. I think that's a plus for the Cyclones. And last I checked anyway, I think it's supposed to be a pretty darn nice weather day on Saturday over in Ames. Yeah, sunny and temperature in the low 80s. So going to be a beautiful day for everybody to go over there, tailgate, mingle, get along lovely, and then go in and be somewhat civil during the ball game and on the way home.
If you're looking for Iowa's rushing game to get on track, and it's always difficult and dangerous to compare year to year, but last year in a 10-7 win for Iowa State, Iowa 58 yards rushing in 25 attempts. Now, Will McDonald is not there now, among others. I understand that. But there wasn't a lot of offense generated last year by the Hawkeyes, and really not much by Iowa State. Decker's completed a lot of passes, but a lot of short ones. 25 completions, 184 yards. Did throw a couple interceptions. So, again, it's dangerous to compare year to year, but a lot of these guys are back, and you know, we'll see. But that rushing, 58 yards and 25 carries won't cut it for Iowa this week.
I would agree. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class, a Wednesday edition here on KGYM as Iowa and Iowa State will tee it up again. And I think another question that you are going to have to take a look at, Mark, is, and I hate to say it because I know Kirk Ferentz in his news conference yesterday alluded to the fact that this rivalry, this game is important for the state. It is good for the state, no matter if you're on the Iowa side or the Iowa State side. I am very much concerned about the future of Iowa, Iowa State with the mega conferences coming together. If the Big 12 and the Big 10, which now have, in the future will have what, 16, 18? I don't know. I'm losing track. 18 teams for both. And is it going to stay at 9 conference games? If it goes to 10 conference games, I'm not sure how many years in the future we're going to have Iowa, Iowa State.
I kind of disagree with you. I think Iowa and Iowa State are going to play every year, if at all possible. Iowa's not going to get away. Maybe it will get away with playing, you know, UTEP and Colorado School of the Mines in the non-conference portion of the season. I think people want to see Iowa, Iowa State. Both teams will be facing a Power 5 team, and it may be difficult. I don't know. The contract runs for a few more years, but that doesn't mean everything either, but I tend to disagree with you on that. I think Iowa State will be here to stay.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I just see a situation where if you get 10 conference games, that this thing might go by the wayside. And basically due to money, hey, there's something new. Because if you have 10 conference games, you're going to have 5 at home. You're not going to be able to have 2 home non-conference games every single year if you keep with Iowa and Iowa State. Now, with that being said, I believe it's Ohio State this year that's only playing 6 home games, which I about fell off my chair when I read that during the Ohio State-Indiana game on Saturday. That just something that you don't see anymore. Tim saying, I'm kind of hoping both teams play well because there's 10 more games after this. 86-83 on the text line. I 100% agree with one of us due to the Power 5 conference teams playing each other. Can't be that. More questions coming in for Chris. If the conference goes to a 10-game schedule, this game is history. You have to play 2 games that you will win 99 out of 100 times, says David in Hudson. I'm with Mark. I'm with everybody. I hope it doesn't go away. Iowa State needs to be played. But I just think that money and something else will overtake this. We'll find out.
David's got a good point. I mean, if you expand the conference schedule to 10 and knowing who's coming in the league, that's going to be a tremendously difficult ask to win, what, 6-7 games?
Correct.
And, you know, David might be right that you need to schedule 2 games against teams you can beat.
And both at home. There are going to be, I think, in the future, not a lot of great non-conference games if we go to a 10-game conference schedule. I think they're just going to be few and far between. I hope not, but we've lost so many things traditionally as far as college football is concerned. I'm a skeptic at this point. I am a skeptic. More questions coming in for Chris Liss, and if you want to get those in, go ahead and do so. 319-366-1600 as Chris is going to join us coming up in just a little bit. Yes, let them play in a bowl game if they won't play each other anymore. Think of how much fun that bowl game would be if Iowa and Iowa State go on a hiatus for, you know, how many ever years it would be as far as the series is concerned, and say they meet in Las Vegas or something like that for a bowl game. Oh, boy. Just leave a marker where Vegas was. Just leave a marker where it was. All right. We're going to get to Chris Liss coming up in a little bit. And, ladies and gentlemen, I know the world has been wanting this, waiting with bated breath, et cetera, et cetera. No, it's not Chris's annual look at my fantasy football team that was drafted last night. But, you know, people like to hear about that anyway, because he's going to nail my hide to the wall for my team again this year. But, Mark, what is it, 36 now, 32? I don't even know how many weeks it is, but the long, arduous journey gets underway tonight. Bowling Night in America, and we'll have a preview coming up later.
We will, and welcome in Scott from Indiana. A former Evergreen Kegler who wants to hear about Bowling Night in America, among other things. So, you know who I'm talking about.
I think I do. I think I do.
Good bowler in his own right.
Does he have his bowling ball with him? Because it might, we could use a spare tonight.
He's on his way.
He's on his way?
Scott's on his way.
Yeah. Okay, very good. All right. Let's get to Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Classic local American restaurant. They're just across from Lindale, as I mentioned, next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock. And they are open Monday through Saturday. You can find out more by going to their website at emilshideaway.com, or you can go to our website as well at kgymradio.com. What do we have today?
League baseball scoreboard. Afternoon games won in the books. Pittsburgh has defeated Milwaukee. Sorry, Spencer. 5-4.
Spencer is not happy today.
I can't imagine he is. The Twins, after scoring 28 runs in the first 2 games of a series against Cleveland, have a mere 1 today and trail the Guardians 2-1, bottom of the 8th inning. Also in the 8th inning, the Cubs leading San Francisco 8-2, break them up. In the 3rd inning, Toronto leads Oakland 1-0. Colorado on top of Arizona 4-1. Iowa State's Hunter Deckers, Jake Remsburg, and Dodge Souser each reached a plea deal in the gambling investigation over in Story County. Each received a charge of underage gambling, much reduced from the tampering charges originally. They each will pay a $645 fine. At the ANF Fall Classic, Mac McClure won the individual title. He of Iowa. He shot a second straight 5 under par 67 at Riverside, this meet hosted by Iowa. He won the tournament by 3 strokes. On the team side, Iowa State, first place by 2 over Iowa. And finally, Cedar Rapidian Ryan Jacobs received a 2-year extension as the UNI softball coach through 2028. Jacobs' teams have won 2 straight MVC regular season titles, and I should say he's had a tremendous amount of success in Cedar Falls.
He has. Has been terrific. Former high school coach, by the way. And a lot of them are, but the success that he has had has been absolutely terrific. McClure shot what today, the last 2 days at Riverside?
5 under each day, 67.
That's golfing your ball, man. That's getting it done. That's getting it done. By the way, not that it matters a ton, but tonight, Cy-Hawk Part 2 comes up. Women's volleyball tonight in Coralville, as it will be at Extreme Arena. Iowa and Iowa State will go at it in the second head-to-head between the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes as far as the Cy-Hawk, Iowa Corn Cy-Hawk matchup for the year. And that will be, again, in Coralville. Iowa won the women's soccer game 2-1 in Iowa City to start things off. And, of course, football coming up on Saturday over at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. 3:32, we'll take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk to Chris Liss of Real Man Sports. Get your questions for Chris ready to go at 319-366-1600. Have many of them already here and ready to go. And if you have one, get it to Chris at 319-366-1600. Back with more of a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And it's kind of gloomy, but it's at least more comfortable outside. It is going to be cloudy and hazy. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s. And then tonight we'll have clearing skies. Temperatures drop down into the low 50s. Tomorrow we'll have some more sunshine around. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Humidity stays low. Friday through the weekend, temperatures will be in the upper 70s to low 80s. And the humidity stays on the comfortable side with plenty of sun. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Get ready for fall with hot deals at Menards. Saving on hardwood firewood bundles. $3.99 each after 11% off. Fire up the grill. Royal Oak Hickory Charcoal is just $6.99 after rebate. Tackle fall projects with performance work gloves. $2.99 a pair after 11% off. And a 17-pound bag of fall lawn food with weed control is $14.99 after rebate. Good through September 10. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Want Hawkeye football tickets? U.S. Cellular's got them, and you could win a pair. Join the Z and 1600 ESPN crew tomorrow from 4 to 6 at U.S. Cellular in Cedar Rapids, 5300 Edgewood Road. You could win a coveted pair of tickets to the Iowa-Michigan State game, but you got to sign up while we're there. So stop by, see us, and register for your chance to win Hawkeye football tickets plus a 20K vacay tomorrow from 4 to 6 at U.S. Cellular, 5300 Edgewood Road. U.S. Cellular is a proud sponsor of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Attention taxpayers, if you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has green-lighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 90%. 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Help USA to see if you qualify and receive your free tax assessment by dialing 800-471-9646. If you or your business owe back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-471-9646. 800-471-9646. That's 800-471-9646.
Back at 3:36, right on the button here on the Gym Class on KGYM, a Wednesday edition of the show. Coming up tomorrow, John Bonacamp will join us to talk Iowa and Iowa State football. Looking forward to that. Also, probably a little Dodger baseball coming up tomorrow as well with John. And then on Friday, it'll be our second edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. And we'll have another chance for somebody out there to win a $30 gift card. Spencer and his contestant won the first week of the Pick 6. So Mark, Dave, and I will try to get back in the good graces coming up on Friday. Although Dave tied Spencer, but Spencer won the tiebreaker. So Dave's not too far down the line.
Unlike us.
Unlike, it's early, Mark. It's very early. Just like tonight in bowling, if we get absolutely, you know, throttled, it's a long season. We have to remember that. I'm sure the team that was in first place last year after night one did not win it. 319-366-1600 as we track down Chris Liss of Real Man Sports. Isaac's on it as we speak. I think we should start at 310 to try to get Chris. I don't know what resort he's at today, but wherever he is at, we are going to track him down. And we will get to him here in just a moment. And get your questions answered as far as fantasy football is concerned. And concerning is Travis Kelce for tomorrow night. He has officially been designated as questionable for the Chiefs as Kansas City and Detroit will go at it tomorrow night, 6:30. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM on all of our frequencies. And I will say this, though. On the Kelce podcast, the two Kelces, Jason and Travis, the Eagles Kelce said that he was going to play.
Don't you think the Chiefs win with or without Kelce?
Are you really going to ask me that question?
I am. We'll get into them more tomorrow, but I'm really interested to see the Lions. You know, they're everybody's sweetheart picks this year. Not only in the North, but in the NFC. I mean, first game out of the chute, Kansas City raising the banners. I don't know, Jack Campbell, first start in the NFL at middle linebacker for the Lions. I think it's a super interesting game with or without Kelce.
It is. LaPorta as well, a lot of people. For the lot of connections for the Lions and the Hawkeyes connection, Jack Cochran, of course, on the Kansas City Chiefs, a former Mount Vernon player. Should be an interesting game. I'm not going out on a limb and I'm not calling my shot for tomorrow night. I think Detroit is really good. By the way, tomorrow we will have our NFL. We will have our NFL picks. And talk a little bit about the National Football League and a little bit more about Iowa and Iowa State. Talk to John Bonacamp as well. Just to let you know, Isaac, I have put out the bat signal to Chris to have him call us. So just in case, okay? So just in case he is out there waiting for us, I sent him something that says, please call us. All right, he's on it. 319-366-1600. Oh, I think we got Chris. There we go. We do. Chris is now, we'll have to find out exactly where in the world is Chris at this present time as he joins us here from Real Man Sports, answering your fantasy football questions. And thanks to Imon Communications for helping us out with that. Are you at a resort this week, Chris?
No, I'm back home. Nothing interesting, nothing that exciting.
Your life is always interesting, my friend.
It's not as interesting as it seems from the outside. You know, once you live here, it gets kind of boring. Although I did become a Portuguese citizen today, so that was kind of cool.
Oh, well, happy citizenship to you.
Dual now, so that's good.
So
yeah.
You can play now for the Portuguese Olympic team if you want to.
I can. You know, I'm a little old. I'm almost as old as you, maybe. I'm 52, so I don't know what kind of sport I can qualify in. But, yeah, probably, you know, basketball here or something like that. They're not very good.
All right.
We got a lot of text to get to, but let's get this over with. Scott.
Yes.
Tell Chris your team and give him the dreaded grade.
The annual Chris raking me over the coals for my team. We'll do this quickly.
Now, is this full or half PPR?
Half PPR, and I had the 11th pick out of 12. So I was handicapped because the 7 of the first 10 picks went running back. And you can pretty much see how that went. I ended up taking Joe Mixon in the first round because he was the only he was the only guy left. Oh. Hey, if I didn't, I would have had four guys that may have never played as my running backs. All right, here we go.
Joe Mixon. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Quarterbacks, Tua and Carr. My last pick, I took a flyer on Bryce Young just for fun. Just in case.
Okay, sure.
Mixon, Robinson Jr. of Washington, Mostert, and Elijah Mitchell for when Christian McCaffrey gets hurt.
Okay.
DK Metcalf, Olave, Keenan Allen, and MVS at wide receiver. Kelsey, Higby at tight end, Butker kicker.
Ugh. I'm going to give you an F. I mean, D. I'll give you a D because Kelsey... But the problem is Kelsey's hurt now.
Kelsey's hurt.
That was bad luck. But, you know, I mean, you're Olave and DK, and there's the other receiver that you had that was pretty good.
Keenan Allen.
That's not bad. And if Kelsey's 100%, your receivers and tight ends will be very good. And Mixon will at least get a lot of carries, you know. But Brian Robinson splits. He doesn't get the receptions. And, I mean, you should have just got two elite receivers, Scott. You got to... If they take everything away from you,
they were gone.
Say, okay, fine. I know. So just take the best receivers. You could have probably got, you know, Jamar Chase or AJ Brown and CeeDee Lamb or something with the first two picks. But I hope I'm wrong for your sake. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that
usually
hope better than I think.
Usually, if you give me a bad grade, I do better.
You make the playoffs at least. You know, you lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
In Scott's defense, he was forced to watch the Cubs during the draft.
Yeah.
True. All right, let's get to the
question.
I know. Let's get to the questions. Let's move on. People don't care. They don't want to hear about my fantasy team. Half point PPR. Let's start with 7,100. Should they start Herbert or Tua? First part.
They're facing each other. Give me Herbert.
Okay. Calvin Ridley or Deontay Johnson?
Calvin Ridley, although I like them both, but definitely Calvin Ridley this week.
I like Deontay Johnson. I almost had a chance to take him, but some guy took him before me. So I like Johnson. I think
like
Pittsburgh's going to be good.
Yeah, I like him too. I'm going to predict he scores more touchdowns than last year. I'm going to win.
Okay.
1782 on the text line. Not sure what kind of league it is, but this person needs one wide receiver, OBJ, Pickens, or Gallup.
Pickens. Give me Pickens.
Okay. 1288 and a half point PPR needs two from these: Jordan Addison, Gabe Davis, and Samaje Perine. Thank you.
The two receivers first.
Okay. Let's see, where else we at? We're in Greg in Epworth. Okay, he's got Mike Williams, Michael Thomas, Cup, OBJ, and David Montgomery. Needs a flex and a wide receiver in a one-point PPR league.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming Cup's probably not playing. Otherwise, he'd be no-brainer. And then I probably go Mike Williams. And it was such a long list, I can't remember the rest of the guys. But I just remember Cup and Williams.
OBJ and David Montgomery.
I guess I'm going to go Montgomery over OBJ in the flex.
27-12. Hey, Chris, is there a player who outperform their average draft ranking during the preseason, and you would think they're a sleeper.
Joe Mixon.
I think all these guys, that gets priced into the ADP, right? So if a guy has a good game, then he moves up in the rankings. So there's nobody who's going to, the preseason's really going to change everything for. I have some guys I like deep, like Jalen Tolbert, second-year guy in Dallas, who's the 80th overall pick last year. I think they're kind of thin behind CeeDee Lamb. I think Cooks and Gallup are okay, but Tolbert could emerge. I got a guy like Alec Pierce I think could take over in Indy, but these are like pretty deep sleepers.
Let's go to 5037 on the text line, 319-366-1600. Jared Goff or Lamar Jackson? Does not say what type of league it is, though.
You got to go Lamar. I mean, Jared Goff, may be okay, but Lamar is, as long as he's healthy, he's a top five QB.
95-95, a question Scott is interested in. Is Bryce Young going to be a dude this year?
I don't know. These rookie QBs usually don't do well. But once in a while, someone will emerge and be much better than we thought. I don't know if Bryce Young is that guy. He's not much of a runner. So that's, the easiest way to do it. So I would say probably not, but I don't know for sure.
He was a runner until the injury in college. And then running curtailed significantly after that. 2030 here at 347. Will Jonathan Taylor play this year?
I think so. And that's a guy that, I was last pick of the sixth round. I was picking 12th, so I get the last pick. He went in my big league the second to last pick of the sixth round, and I was just queued up ready to be like, you know what? This is the time to gamble. I think he will. I think he's healthy. I think what's going to happen is he's got four games on IR, and he's getting paid right now. But after that four games, he will not get paid if he doesn't play, assuming he's healthy. And I think he probably will play. And in best cases, he's traded. But I don't think they'll trade him unless they get a great package for him. So there's a huge, huge upside with Jonathan Taylor. And so if you get him in like the late sixth, take him.
45-79 is in a half point. PPR needs to start two of these four, Chris. Addison, Swift, Cook, Q Johnston.
Okay, I don't know which Cook it is because it could be Dalvin or James. But these guys are all right. They're all drafted in the 7th, 8th round, all of them. I'll say Addison and I'll say Swift. But this is just kind of a real coin toss here.
James Cook, it says.
James Cook. Okay, then I'll say Addison and James Cook. But, he's right there with Swift. They're all very close.
2139 asking Kirk Cousins or Deshaun Watson at QB, and they have Justin Jefferson if that matters. I think it does.
It will correlate more for this week, obviously, if you use Cousins. You said Cousins or Watson, you said?
Yes.
Against Tampa and the Browns are playing the Bengals. I'll probably go Watson, but it's a coin flip.
Okay. Isaac has a question. That was called in. Isaac, go ahead. Say hi to Chris, by the way. You already have.
Yeah, hi, Chris. We had a caller. He needs another running back and is picking between Denver's Javonte Williams, New Orleans' Jamal Williams, A.J. Dillon, and Dalvin Cook. His other running back is Nick Chubb, he said.
He just wants us to know that he doesn't have all bad running backs, even though it's not relevant. Javonte, I think. I mean, there's some chance he's limited because he's coming back from the injury. But out of that group, I'll go Javonte.
I'm just waiting till like week five to spring those four great running backs on the rest of the world. 60-15, is Juwan Johnson worth a start this week in a full-point PPR league?
He could do okay. It's just that, is he worth a start versus whom? It's always versus whom. Because, in a vacuum, it's impossible to say.
1954, Mike Williams or Tyler Lockett in a standard league?
Very close again. I'll say Mike Williams, but 50-50.
What do you think about Geno Smith this year? Is he going to – he started off a house of fire last year and then kind of curtailed as the season went. Was that the league kind of catching up to Geno Smith, or is he going to be okay in Seattle?
You know, I think he'll be okay, but you're right, Scott. He definitely fell off a little bit down the stretch. You know, they got Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's first-round pick with Metcalf and Lockett. And then, you know, they got Charbonnet, the running back, so who catches passes. They really gave him everything that he, you know, they're really kind of giving him what he needs. I'm going to say he's going to be okay. But, you know, like QB 15, QB 18, I don't think he'll be top 10.
DK tends to get a little angry when the ball is not heading in his direction. That's the only thing that kind
of
is...
I got a lot of DK. I hope so. I hope he stays angry and gets the ball because I've got him in a few leagues.
Yeah. 76-56 here. And if you have a question for Chris, get it to us at 319-366-1600. Just a couple minutes left. Play Goff or Burrow this week? Questionable was just removed from Burrow.
Yeah, Burrow. I was dubious about Burrow, but turns out he practiced fully today. So, Burrow. Full speed ahead.
Chris in Detroit, how long before Gibbs gets the bulk of the backfield workload over David Montgomery?
2025, maybe. I don't know.
Really?
I think Gibbs is going to get the important touches, the passes. But, I mean, Montgomery, you'll probably get the goal line work. You'll probably get a lot of the early down work. I would rather have Gibbs because, you know, in PPR leagues, that he's going to get all the he's the better back. But, you know, I don't know that I think Montgomery would probably get more carries than him this year.
Okay.
Going to find out a lot Thursday night.
Yeah.
Thursday night. One more. Let's get one more in here. Is McLaurin going to play this week from Greg and Epworth?
I don't know. He was limited in today's practice. But the fact that he participated at all is pretty good sign because, you know, if he's got this toe, they could have held him out till Friday. They let him play practice a little. So I think he's going to play. Yeah, I think he's going to play, probably.
All right. There you go. Hey, tell us before I let you go, Chris, a little bit about what you got at Real Man Sports.
Yeah, realmansports.com. I am putting my survivor picks, my against the spread picks, all of my observations, all my notes about what the Kelsey injury means, what Jonathan Taylor, what you should do about him. Again, it's realmansports.com.
I think Kelsey's playing.
We'll see. I don't have any Kelsey, but, you know, we'll see. That would be a big deal one way or the other.
I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I think Kelsey's right. Going to play.
Yeah. Well, he's been very durable after tearing his ACL as a second-year guy. He hasn't really missed a lot of time.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Chris, have a great week one. We'll talk next week.
You too. Good luck, guys.
All right. Chris Liss joining us every Wednesday. His appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. Quick break. Come back. Our first BNA preview of the year when we return.
At the Home Depot, Saturdays are about two things. The one-of-a-kind wood-fired flavor of a Traeger Ironwood XL grill.
And football.
That's right, Desmond Howard. Get fired up for the game in just a tap with Traeger's intuitive touchscreen. Then throw on your favorites and monitor the grill from anywhere with Wi-Fi technology. So you spend less time staring at the grill.
Which means more time for football.
For football. Upgrade your Saturday with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Join the WagerWise conversation every Wednesday for the best in Iowa sports and betting insights. Listen at KGYMradio.com, presented by Betfred Sportsbook.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And it is the first Bowling Night of America of 2023-2024. Coming up this evening, it'd be great to see the gang again. and catch up with what happened and transpired over the summer. Looking forward to it. And big thanks to Tom, everybody, the entire staff out at May City Bowl for coming on board again this year. And they are the home, Mark, as you know, of BNA Bowling Night in America. I have no idea who are even bowling tonight. It's probably, what, one versus two right on down the line, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but thanks again to May City Bowl. This league has been in existence for maybe three decades. I don't know. I was not part of it all that time, but it is very fun. A little different this year. It's going to be a half-season format. You're more familiar with that than me. So there'll be a champion in each half. Scott out in Indiana, former Union Station member, may or may not like that. I don't know. But at any rate, a little shorthanded tonight, but the Rusty Nails will give it a go.
We will give it a go. We'll let you know how it goes tomorrow. And open bowling is available. If you and a team, if you're looking individually or if you have a team looking to get into a league, please call May City Bowl. They'll get you hooked up. And what's the number, Mark?
That number is 362-0136. Also, plenty of information on the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. We'll have a report tomorrow. John Bonenkamp will join us coming up tomorrow. We'll take a look at the NFL season, the latest as far as Iowa and Iowa State, all that coming up on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And Mark, have a very, very good night, despite the fact your Twins lost today, but they took two out of three. That's okay. And we will talk tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right. Isaac, have a great night. We'll talk to you Friday.
Friday. Yep. Sounds good.
Tomorrow it'll be Andrew.
It will.
Sitting in. All right. Have a good night. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next right here on KGYM as local programming continues. You've been listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
At the Home Depot, Saturdays are about two things. Easy cleanup with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus Whisper Series leaf blower.
And football.
That's right, Reese Davis. With variable